Perek Yotet, Mishnah 5. Okay, so let's talk about a case in which the bed was Tamei Midras. And then, after it was Tamei Midras, Mitashe Tatmea Midras, you wrapped around this Mizran. Remember, the Mizran was the piece that you wrap around the entire frame to keep it together so it doesn't creak, holds together well. So at that moment, everything becomes Tamei Midras, because the moment that you have something that is Mechuber, so it all becomes like one Kali. Before, we were talking about the extra piece. That's something else. Here we're talking about the Mizran Gufa. There, everybody is made at, that it, what it was wrapped around it was definitely Tamei Midras. Perasha, once you take it off, so at that moment, the bed remains Tamei Midras. But the Mizran, since it's no longer a Kli that is part of something that is Shayach to Midras, because of that, Mizran can't be Tamei Midras anymore, because something that isn't Roi to be the Kli that is Shayach to that level of Tuma loses it the moment that it loses its Shem Kli for that Tuma. So since it's not Roi for Midras, it can't maintain a Tumas Midras. This is an important Yesod Bichlal. However, it remains a Kli, because as we saw before, a Mizran is a Kli, and it can be used, even the extra piece can be used as a Kli to cover the back of a Chamor, and so on and so forth. The Mizran, as it is Bichlal, the whole thing, is Shayach to being a Kli. So because of that, it remains Tamei, but it's Tamei only as a Kli that is not Shayach to Midras, but can become Tamei from something that is Midras. And over here, it touched the bed, and the bed is Midras, so it retains the Tuma of Maga Midras. So Mamelon has a din of a Risha. It's no longer an Avatuma. Now, suppose we have the same situation where the bed was Tamei Tuma Shiva, because it was Tamei Meis. So now in that case, if it was Tamei Tuma Shiva, again, the moment that I wrap the Mizran around it, the Mizran now is a Kli, that also becomes one with the bed having been Tamei Shiva, this becomes Tamei Shiva. The moment that I take it off, the bed remains Tamei Shiva, Yitmea Tuma Shiva, and the Mizran is now Tamei because it's no longer part of the bed. So Mamela, it's not the Mechuber to a Kli that was exposed to the Nase itself, because over here the bed was Tamei, not the Mizran. It only became part of the bed when it's used as the bed. And Mamela, because of that, it is now only Tamei as something that touched a bed that was Tamei Shiva. What's that then? Then it becomes a Risha. Because of that, it's only Tamei Tumas Erev, as opposed to the bed itself. Now, the last case would be if the bed itself only became Tamei with, let's say, touching a Sheretz or touching a person who was a Tamei Meis, not the Meis itself. So then the bed itself would have become a Rishon, but a Rishon cannot be Metame, a Kli, and the Mizran is a Kli. So if the Mizran becomes part of the bed and you wrap it around Korach La Mizran, so then the entire thing, the bed plus Mizran, indeed is Tamei because it's part of the bed. But now the moment that you take it off of the bed, the only Tuma that it would be Shayach to is Tuma that it took from the bed because it's a separate Kli. But since a Rishon, which is all that the bed is, cannot be Metame a Kli, so the bed retains its Tumas Erev because it's a Rishon Latuma, because it came in contact with this Tomei Mesa with the Sheretz. But the Mizran itself is Tar because the bed as a Rishon cannot be Metaher Kelim. Mishnah Vav. Mitashe Karachla Mizran v'nagah b'hem ameit. Now how about you had first wrapped it with the Mizran, and now either the Mizran or the bed touched the mate, because once they're Mechuber, it doesn't matter which part was touched. So then they both become Tamei with Tuma Shiva. It's all considered to be one Kli. In this case, if they're separated afterwards, it doesn't matter. They remain one Kli, because they both had been Mekabel Tuma together in this case, and therefore each one of them is going to remain a Tuma Shiva. Now, suppose it wasn't a Tuma Shiva. Suppose it was a Sheretz that had touched them, and a Sheretz is only going to be Metame them as Tumas Erev, so they will become a Risha. If they're separated from one another, again, they remain the same. Okay, now, remember that we talked before about what the din is of a bed, that you take apart the bed. And the normal way of constructing the bed was that it was possible to pull out the legs from the boards, the headboards and the sideboards, and many modern beds are designed in exactly this way. You make a notch in the side of the wood of the leg that goes up and that you can put in the headboard to the notches of two legs on one side, and then you can put the sideboard through the notches of the leg on the other side. And that way it's very easy to take the bed apart and to put it back together again. And as we learned earlier, that the bed that is taken apart in order to put back together again had a very fascinating halacha, which was similar to Tuma Yishana by Kli Matechet. We called it incipient Tuma, so that it would become immediately tame when it was reassembled, but it cannot be metame as a kli when it's not assembled. So can you put it in the mikveh? And we learned that you can indeed put the parts in the mikveh to take off the incipient tuma in order that when you put it back together again, it will not be metame. That was the great halacha that we had earlier. So how about in a case where you replace either the sideboards or the headboards, you bought new ones, and the new ones do not fit into the same notches that you had before in the leg. So that means you're going to have to put on, you're either going to have to take something and drill out a wider notch or put on a piece of metal to hold it, whatever. But Lamaisa, if you do that, now you will not be able to put the old boards back in. So now it doesn't have that incipient tuma, you see, because it's not assemblable anymore with what it was. Ingenious. Okay. So now, let's say you took the two sideboards out, right? Nitu shtei arukot shela, the longer boards. And you made new ones, and you kept them the same size. So if you kept them the same size, then as long as you have the original and the new ones available, you still could be able to actually be metame the bed if it's put together again. So then if the new ones end up getting broken, then there is nothing left but the original ones. So for sure, you're left with the original incipient tuma. And that is because, as we said, it's all the same size. I didn't fix anything or change anything. I could still reassemble it. But how about the other case? If the sideboards break, the original sideboards break, now I have no way to put it together with the way that it was before. So at this point, I don't have the ability to reassemble the bed, and therefore the bed, the original bed, has been broken, so to speak, losing its entire tuma. That would be exactly what the nafka mina would be. Now, how about a case? We still have a few minutes. Mishnah Zion. How about a case of a box that's got this swinging cover to it, and it opens from the top. So if the, and of course some open from the side, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about, the nafka mina. You can immediately note one very important nafka mina, because you remember the halacha when it comes to tumas midras, and we just had this in this Shabbos's, last Shabbos's kriya. Asher yeshev alav azav, as Rashi says, asher yashav alav azav lo ne'amar, ela asher yeshev alav azav. And what does that mean? Prat lezeh she'omrim lo amod v'naseh melachteinu. If you have something which is meant to be used for a different purpose, it is not considered to be a thing that is roi for a midras hazav. It needs to be something that is asher yeshev, and the zav will actually be sitting on it whenever he wants. So that if you took, let's say, a bucket, turn it upside down, and the Zav sits down on the bucket, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumas Midras, because the janitor is going to come along and say, will you please get your rear end off of my bucket? So that's Amod V'naseh Melachteinu. So there's a tremendous difference between the type of box that opens from the top and the type of box that opens from the side. Because if it's a box that opens from the side, let's say you keep it to put your blankets in at the end of your bed, then if you sit down on it, nobody's going to say, get up so that we can use our box, because they can use the box. They simply open the door from the side, and they don't bother you to get up. But if it's got a top that actually opens and closes only that way, then of course, if you sit on the top, they're going to tell you, get up so we can use the box. And that is the nafka mina et teva. Shepitcha milamala. If it opens from the top, that can be makabel tuma, like any other box that has a Beit Kibul, so it's not Pshuta Kli Eitz, and therefore Tomei Meis or Tomei Sheretz, that it can be Mekabel. And even if the cover breaks off, it's still going to be able to be mekabel tumas meis because its main function is to be a box, and without a cover, it's still a good box. If, on the other hand, the bottom breaks off, so then it's tahar. What about the little pieces that you have on the side? Oftentimes, you have these smaller boxes that you use to keep the screws in and so on. Those are called migurot, storage areas, that are attached to the box. Those are considered to be their own separate kalim. They retain tuma, even though the box may have lost its bottom, but these little pieces that keep the screws in are still, and they're not considered to be one kli with the teva, to be a chibur, to be one thing, even though they're physically connected. So enem chiburla, and because of that, it would be no problem, and it would be considered still to be tameh. Now, there's interestingly another case which is similar to this one, although it's sort of a strange case. It's talking about where you have a backpack that has a pocket in it for your cell phone, and it has an internal area that is for your computer, and then it's got another storage pouch that is used for your power supply. So now the question is over there, if it tore open, and you can't put your computer in there, nonetheless, the pocket for the power supply is still tummy because it's the same thing as this is, and it's not considered to be part of the overall backpack. So the kis, which is bitocho, is tummy because it's not considered to all be one chimur. Now, in those days, now this is going to sound a little gross to Westerners, but one of the best ways of designing a backpack with some extra storage would be when you take the skin off the animal and you pull the animal skin down, you make like a circle around the neck and a circle around the bottom, and then you pull it off. If you keep the scrotum on, the scrotum makes a wonderful storage thing. So the Gemara doesn't mince any words, and it calls your pouches balls, which is a little weird. So you've got a backpack with balls. Okay. So now what's the din in that case? So if you've got this leather bottle that's got beitzim, and you could still use the beitzim area, but the other part is leaking water, so over there, the whole thing becomes tohar, because it's not normal. In a mekablot kedarkan, normally you would be able to use the beitzim area for further storage of water as well. And if you had any kind of, let's say, a drink in that, here, since it's going to, if they will tear, they're not going to be makabel normally kidarkan, and therefore it would be tohorot if they were nifchatu. If any of them were torn in any way, then the whole thing becomes tar, because I usually like to have an area that I could pour liquid and that will then extend into the pouches. And therefore, it's not considered to be mekablot kedarkan. We're only bringing this in over here in the middle of our discussion of the tevot because of the similarity to the case that we had before, which is where you have a little thing on the side.